Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Getting married and having children is the very first mitzvah in the Torah. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, it is that mitzvah which enables all of the other mitzvah to get done. It is the only mitzvah, one of the only mitzvot, that we would even sell a Sefer Torah to fulfill. The Beit Yosef, in his Teshuvot, Dine Ketuvot, Siman Yud Dalet, writes, that mitzvah cannot be compared to any other. Its greatness extends all the way to the heavens. It brings the Shekhinah into a person's life. The Gemara in Kiddushin speaks about how much Hashem awaits for a man to get married when he becomes of age. Yet, we find young men who deliberately push off getting married for various reasons, one of which is money. They say, I don't want to think about marriage until I'm settled enough to be able to pay for school tuition of my children. Of course, a person must have a plan of how he will support a family. But everything doesn't have to be perfectly settled before marriage. Rav Chaim Palachi writes in his Sefer Tochachat Hayim, after a person gets married, then he is zoche to true simcha, to siyata dishmaya, and parnasa tova. Hashem gives a person a livelihood based on his needs. And if a man is still single, he will not necessarily be given at that time the parnasah he'll eventually need when he gets married. We should not be afraid of marriage, because marriage is doing the will of Hashem. And Hashem told us, nobody will ever lose out by listening to Him. A man who recently got married at the age of 31, told me the following story about himself. He was too worried to get married until he was finally settled with a secure job and a secure income. For that reason, years went by without him even attempting to get married. Finally, at the age of 30, he was settled with a good job, making a good salary. Fortunate for him, he found a girl very quickly and got engaged. 2 months before the wedding, his employers told him their company was struggling and they would not be able to keep him on board. Just like that, he was out of a job. His greatest fear had come true. Getting married without being settled. Should he call it off or continue on with the plan? At that point in his life, he had been learning Emunah. Over the previous year, he got tremendous chizuk from reading about and listening to Emunah classes on a daily basis. He said to himself, this must be what Hashem wants from me. This is my test. I have been trying to avoid it for the last 10 years, but I can't outsmart Hashem. I need to get married, and so I'm going to trust in Hashem to provide for me. For the next month, he put on a happy face as if everything was perfect. On the outside, nobody could tell that he was out of a job. He did have a product that was his to sell at his previous job, and he still had the rights to sell it. A month before his wedding, he found a different company willing to invest in him and that product. He was hired for triple the salary he was receiving at the previous company. He felt like he overcame his test, and then Hashem poured down the beracha. Chazal tell us, a man who is not married does not have true goodness in his life. He does not have blessing or shalom or Torah. Mashiach will not come until all of the souls that Hashem wants to come down to this world actually do come down. In Mitzrayim, only after they were fruitful and multiplied, then the Ge'ulah came. Says the Tana de Be'eliyahu Zuta, our Ge'ulah depends on the same thing. A man who is able to overcome his fears and get married will not only be doing a great mitzvah, he'll also be hastening the coming of the Mashiach. Have a great day.